on our morning show, we're talking about WEHA. We have in the guest studio chairs today, Riley Banker and Esme Roan, both sophomores at Richland Center High School, here to talk about an upcoming event this Friday. Esme, sounds like you guys are going to be cooking up some good food this week.
Yeah, so this Friday we're going to be having some spaghetti at the Ithaca basketball games. Spaghetti, garlic bread, salad, and there will be lots and lots of desserts. So make sure you guys come and check that out and support WEHA for us. This Friday. It's coming up.
Are you cooking anything, Riley, or not?
Well, I don't know if they trust me in the kitchen, but if I do, I trust I will, I'll try and make it good for you guys.
So this is a big, major fundraiser for the group, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of our biggest, if not our biggest event that we do every year. We always do it at Ithaca School. They give us a nice kitchen to work with, and we do it at basketball games. And a lot of people come out and support every year. So hopefully this year is the same.
And you're working on trying to get some more numbers for the group, I'm sure, aren't you?
Yeah, we're always trying to recruit more kids to join our team. With our team, we practice together and everything. So it's just a great experience with our team. We're always cooperating so well with each other.
Can you tell us, for those that are listening and they don't know what WEHA is, Esme, can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, so WEHA is the Wisconsin Interscholastic Horsemen Association. That is school-wide. So it's for grades 6 through 12. And kids come and we practice from about June into October. And in September through October, we have a district show. And then if we qualify, we go to a state show in Madison. The last few years, we have qualified for state every year. So that's always exciting. The divisions are based off of the numbers on your team. So Richland Center has 3 members right now. So we are a Division C team, and we are looking always for more members, and it just makes us a more competitive team. And I mean, just it's more fun when there's more people. So always looking for more people.
The big question is, do you have to have horses at your place?
No, not necessarily. No? Sometimes you can find somebody who's willing to share a horse with you. We have coaches that once in a while will have a horse that is, you know, kind of been there to all the shows, and they're able to say, we'll let you use the horse for this season. Other times, you know, other teammates will have a horse that you can borrow. But no, you do not necessarily need to have a horse to be in WEHA.
It's very much like the 4-H program, where maybe you don't live on a farm, but you can go to somebody else and
absolutely
have their animals, show absolutely their animals or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. It's really a great experience, and it's a great way to learn. I started when I was in 6th grade, and when I first got into WEHA, I was riding since I was 5, but I had no idea what I was doing as far as showing. So don't be scared to learn and ask questions. Just come and have fun. That's what it's about.
It seems like every young lady dreams of having a horse, right, Riley? Isn't that true?
Yeah, that's definitely true for me. I had been begging my horses for a horse since I was probably able to talk. And then in 7th or 8th grade, they finally got me a couple horses, and I started off with the 4-H program and then eventually tried out WEHA. And ever since, it's been so fun for me, and I've learned so much from it between horse stuff and just basic people skills.
Is it 6th grade? Is that the earliest you can join?
6th grade is the earliest that you can join. I think that year, in my 6th grade year, I went actually with Esme to one of her shows and just kind of saw what it was about. And it was really fun to watch, even if I didn't have a horse. And you could just see everyone got along so well in our district. So it was just, it was a really fun time. And that really is what sold me on joining.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good supportive group, isn't it?
Yes. So even like without our group, within our district, we have a few other teams that compete, and everyone is friendly with each other. We all get along, and like you can have a nice conversation with the person next to you you're competing against. You might be competing to see who goes on to state, but you still get to have that nice connection with other schools. And it's such a great environment.
I think that, you know, there's so many things that you can't control, though, too. I mean, you can, you know, maybe have the best skilled person.
Absolutely.
But you rely on the animal, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely something you go into, and everything can be fine in the practice pen, and then you get to that show, and you're nervous, your horse feels that you're nervous, and it's definitely something that everybody gets it, you know, and I think that's why everybody is so friendly with each other, because we've all been there and we all get, like, it's not an easy thing to do to show up and your horse is in a new place. So I think that's another thing that makes it just so much better, is because you feel like you can relate to everybody else and nobody's judging, and another great way for people to learn. Just so great. I love it.
Are there secrets, Esme, in terms of trying to, is it breathing? So, you know, you aren't so nervous that your horse senses
Our
that?
Coaches are constantly telling us, breathe. They, like, you're about to go into an event and your coach looks at you and they're going, breathe, breathe, please breathe. Because if you're nervous, your horse can definitely feel that. So it's very important to breathe. Learn that.
Riley, can you talk about the events in WEHA, in typical competition?
Yeah, so we have 16 events, I think, in total. So we have some speed events, and then we have some slower events. With our slower events, we have things such as horsemanship or equitation classes. This year, I'm pretty positive they're also introducing some on-the-rail classes. And those are, like, slower paced for horses that are kind of, you're trying to keep them relaxed, and you want the judge just to look for, like, the key points. Are they nice and collected? Do they look good? Like, all that stuff. And just to see that you're, like, in tune with your horse, mm-hmm. and you guys are thinking on the same lead. So those ones are always good to kind of test your patience skills with your horse, because if your horse is kind of, oh, I'm going everywhere today, it's a good way to test and see if you can get them to where they're, like, connected with you again. And then speed is quite the opposite in most ways. We have some barrels, poles. We've had plug race, and last year we had home run. And they're always really fun classes, because everyone, you can just hear everyone cheering you on and telling you to go a little bit faster this time. So it's speed events, and, like, they're really fun, and you just get your blood pumping, your horses is always excited. So it's, I really love all the events that I've tried so far.
What about for the both of you, the favorite event, Esme?
Oh, goodness. I personally am a speed person, so I love those speed classes, the barrels, poles. I guess I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, but I love the pleasure classes, too. It's hard to pick a favorite, for sure, but definitely the speed ones are a little biased for me.
What about you, Riley?
I like my speed, but I also like my slow. And one of the classes that does that for me is ranch riding. It combines, like, a bunch of different aspects you might find, like, on the ranch. You go over some poles, you do a bunch of lead changes and circles and all that. And it's really fun because it combines both aspects of slow and fast. So you get a little bit of both. And I think my horse finds that she really likes it because she's not just doing one thing.
Break it up a little bit, yeah. What about experience? Do you need any to join WEHA SB?
No, it's really a great place to start and to learn. And people are so helpful. Like I said, we've all been there. So just come, and as long as you're ready to learn and, you know, hear different opinions and different ideas, I think you really don't need a whole lot of experience. Just being ready to learn.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just going to a competition and watching, right?
Yeah. When I joined, I had no clue what I was doing. I'd only been on a horse probably 4 or 5 times in my life. So with the help of coaching and teammates and parents, I have drastically improved. So, and just going to a show showed me that I wasn't going to be all embarrassed because I didn't know what I was doing. Like, people were going through the same thing that I was. So it was, it's really, you don't need to have experience. You're going to learn once you get there. So don't be afraid that you're going to embarrass yourself because you don't know anything about a horse. It doesn't matter. Sometimes we don't know the same thing that you don't.
Rodeo, do the two get involved? Rodeo students also involved in WEHA or vice versa?
There are some rodeo students that are involved in WEHA. Me and Riley personally aren't. I would love to maybe get to that point in the future. But There are, I know, at a few other schools, people that are in both, so it's definitely something that you can, you know, grow and learn in and expand a little bit on, but definitely, I think, I want to get involved in rodeo in the future, but not right now.
Good. What are the other schools like? I mean, do you all get along pretty well?
Yeah, so there's different districts. Within those districts, there's like, I think in our district, there's 4 schools right now. And again, just so supportive. I think our district is definitely one of the most supportive districts there is. And, you know, just cheering for each other. And we're competing against each other. You don't see that in a lot of other sporting events where the other teams are cheering for you. So I love that aspect of WEHA. And I think that's just amazing. And I think more sports should adopt that, you know, cheering for each other, because you've all been there. So I think it's really great that the other schools are so supportive.
I know you'd like to see more members, Riley. And at one time, I think you did have a few more members the last year or two, didn't you?
Yeah. So within our club, Esme actually kind of restarted our club, actually. And then we've grown to 3 members this year, and I have a few more joining this year from Richland Center. But Ithaca, they've actually have had a big, we call it a bead team. So they had, I don't know, what would you say, 10 or so.
6 members or something is a bead division.
Yeah, okay. And they've had probably 10 or more at some times. So they've had a big, big teams before. And we're hoping to hopefully resume that, getting that big team environment and more people competing, more people learning about horses and stuff. So in the future, yeah, we would love some big teams.
Mm-hmm. Where do you practice at?
As of right now, we practice at Jennifer Lau's place. She has an outdoor arena there. And so we go there once or twice a week and practice all different stuff to get ready for competitions. So that's been really nice of her to do that for us.
Is the season right now kind of, you're into the next season, what, in the spring, I presume?
Mm-hmm. We're going through kind of like it's like our little break of the season. People still go and ride horses, but we don't have any scheduled practices. So like during winter and spring, we're all kind of just relaxing, getting ready for this next year. And then probably early to late spring, we start practicing again. We really kick off into summer. Then when we don't have school, so then we can just go practice at our house. Normally it's once a week, but once we start getting closer to competitions, we'll do twice a week if people can. So that's a nice part about it. We have a little bit of a break in the season. Sometimes, you could hardly even call it a break. We still got to feed the animals and everything, but it's nice to have that little kind of rest period, reset your mind, go back in with a fresh mind, and hopefully you'll do even better next season.
How can students join WEHA? What's the best way, Massey?
You can contact either Megan Roan, Kathleen Shane. I know she was recently a principal at Ithaca, but contact her as well. Steve Banker is also a good contact for that. Those are kind of some of our head people there for WEHA.
What's the best part about WEHA, Riley?
I'd have to say it's probably the people and the environment and the horses and everything like that. You really get to see, it's kind of like a family to us. We all are so connected with each other and supportive. And I've noticed in the last few years, you can get frustrated in a class and you'll have people saying, maybe it wasn't the best one, but you didn't fall off. We set goals for each other every year. Like, I know one year it was not to DQ in a class, and then the previous year it was not to fall off. So you can kind of see your progress within it, and you have people keeping you in check, being like, that was really good. And they're just always making sure that you see one good thing in that pattern that maybe in the other things you're just pointing out mistakes by yourself, but you have people pumping you up and making sure that you're never feeling like you did awful, because you never really do awful. There's always one good thing with a class.
Right. What about you, Esme?
The supportiveness and just the amazing opportunity that it brings to learn and just everything about it, honestly. It's just such a great program, and I think more people should definitely get involved. It's just so great. And yeah, like Riley said, the horses are amazing, and you know, you really do become a team with not only your human teammates, but your horses as well. And it's a great program, and it's amazing.
Do you think the horses feel that camaraderie and that team?
I think they do. I think they definitely form a bond, and I think it's a great program.
How many horses do you have? You just have one horse for the whole event, or do you have different horses for different events?
You can enter up to two horses.
Okay.
And you can kind of use them for different events as you choose, but each student can enter up to two horses.
Oh, interesting. So Christmas is coming up. Do you give them a Christmas bonus, the horses? You know, extra grain or anything?
Oh, like we give them some treats, and they get their blankets on. Oh, so they get. I'll give them some extra treats on Christmas, and as long as it's not too cold outside, but I think they would extra appreciate that then.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Spoil them a little bit.
Spoil them a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. What about you, Esme?
Oh, yeah. They're getting extra cookies and...
Oh, cookies.
Yeah, wow. Little horse treats, extra... Yeah, mm-hmm. Extra treats for sure.
Awesome. So we want to make sure people come out for the spaghetti supper coming up Friday night.
Friday.
Is it a free will offering or is it a certain charge?
I think there is a certain charge, mm-hmm. I believe.
Oh, yeah, I have it here. $8 for adults.
Yes.
$6 for students. It's
yes.
In front of me here.
Yes.
But people can throw in whatever they want to throw
yes,
in.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. And we're excited to see you guys there this Friday and hope you enjoy some food and watch the basketball games. So, yeah.
Hope people will turn out for that. And again, 4 until 7. So even if you don't want to go to the games, you got other things, you can go early and go on your way.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, it's been really cool having you guys in here, learning about WEHA, and good luck in
the
off season.
Yeah, thanks.
And with the new season, absolutely. Both sophomores at Richland Center High School, Riley Banker and Esme Roan, on this segment of the morning show.